Coach Kevin Stallings joins us now. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, and I know it was a disappointing end of the season back on Friday. And reading some of your comments, though, overall for the season, you felt like your team overachieved to some extent?
Well, I think that when you look at how many close games that we were in, and the fact that we were not a dominant team, we had the one night against Kentucky to where we certainly separated from them and had a big victory, but we just didn't have very many nights where we were dominant enough to separate ourselves from our opponents, even in the non-conference season. And so, to some extent, I think maybe the best thing that our team did in retrospect was win close games. And so I guess my take on it is we certainly weren't a dominant team, and maybe we got about as much out of it as we could. I certainly thought we could have played better in the NCAA tournament game. That was a grave disappointment to me, and I know to the players as well. But in some ways, to win all those close games like we did, maybe we got pretty close to maxing ourselves out. You know, the truth is after you get beat and after you lose in the NCAA tournament, particularly in a game that you felt like you were supposed to win or could have won, should have won, whatever the case might have been, it usually takes a couple of weeks or even longer before you have any real proper perspective on what really happened. So I guess take everything I'm saying this morning with a grain of salt.
Kevin, if you had a mulligan against Siena, are there some things early in the game you might have done differently to try to stop them from getting such a big lead in that first half?
Not really, Kevin, because the truth is that we the only thing I could have done differently was we just weren't ready to play that game at the level that it needed to be played at, and I certainly take responsibility for that, but we just go back, and I haven't watched it, but I've been told by my coaching staff that. The very first play of the game, we've covered one of their plays all week. We said, here's what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to stop the play. And we worked on it all week, and we wrote it up on the board and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And we failed to do it. The very first possession. And it's one of those things to where, for whatever reason, we just weren't in the right mindset to play, and then on top of that, Siena played great. We could have stayed out there all night. We'd have never caught them. I mean, that particular night, we would have never caught up in that game. So they just clearly outplayed us. And the thing that I said after the game that I kind of carry with me is that I was never able to get our team to play defensively on a consistent basis the way we needed to play in order to really, really reach our potential. And there was a stretch in that February home stretch to where our numbers looked really good defensively for about four or five games, and I thought maybe we were turning the corner defensively, but we never really turned that corner, and that's my failing. That's my responsibility, and it's very, very disappointing.
Kevin, a year ago, this team peaked at the right time, and you made a great run, and conceivably a call here, a call there could have gotten past Georgetown and really, you know, had a huge march. But you look at this team, and the signs were there. You have the great shooting game in the SEC tournament early on and barely get by against Auburn. And you look back in retrospect, the inconsistent guard play, and all of it seemed to come home to roost against Siena.
Well, I think that's right, Mark. And even to the point to where late in the season, right before tournament time, we not that we hadn't tried to turn up the intensity and really make a great effort defensively, because we worked harder defensively than we did offensively all season long. And but we really tried to turn up the heat defensively going into tournament play, and it was a little disappointing because our players resisted it, and they resented the fact that we were we were adamant that if we didn't get this thing done defensively that there was going to be an early exit, so that that's not what you want to see from your seniors and your team, and that's what we got. Quite frankly, we got resistance pretty much at the wrong time, so I took time out to show them that our last five game stats, our teams were shooting 50% from the field against us, averaging 81 points a game, and out rebounding us by almost five a game, and I didn't know if they thought that was the kind of defense we could have in the tournament, which ultimately it was the kind of defense we had in the tournament, but that would get us beat. And so I think, and again, if you take everything I say today with a grain of salt, I think that after the Tennessee game, our approach to listening changed a little bit. And again, it's my responsibility not to allow that to happen. But I don't know. You're talking about the art of coaching, and the art is so much more important than the science, and it's so much more difficult. And it was just one of those things to where we never quite got to where I thought we could get to, despite the fact that we won 26 games.
Hey, Kevin, out of time here, we'll let you run, but I know it was a tough inning, but congratulations on a fine season throughout, and we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes each week on our show.
All right, well, thanks for having me on, and you guys don't have to worry about me for quite a while here.
Come on.
Thanks, Kevin.
See you later.
It's baseball season, Kev.
I thought you were coming back next Tuesday.
You know what? That's always the right spot at the end of basketball season. Baseball's right around the corner.
All right, talk to you down the line.
See you next Tuesday.